The annual Herzog Fest is set to kick off in Victoria this Saturday. Committee member Brett Hoffman shares a little bit about the festivities on this episode of the Post Podcast. Got a pretty big, exciting event coming up this weekend, right? What is Herzog Fest?
Just a festival that we put on over in Victoria. It's been going on for years. Just a German festival, and yeah.
Just kind of standard fun times, right?
Yep.
Excellent. I've got your calendar here. And there's a lot of good stuff going on, but maybe, and we want to kind of go through this, I'm sure, but I don't know, what do you think is going to be like the crowning jewel event, I don't know, you might say, of the event this weekend?
I think the Reed Southall band at the end of the concert will be the main event.
Okay, now I'm glad you said that, because it's the Reed Southall Band. I have been reading this sheet here about the Herzog Fest for 2 weeks, and I thought it was real. I have been literally saying real Southall Band for 2 weeks. Sorry, guys, if you're listening. Whoops. But what kind of music? And they look kind of Southern rockish. Would that be a good guess?
Yeah, Texas country, red dirt, little country rock, yeah.
Gotta love that. Red Dirt's just blowing up. We don't play a whole lot of it here on KAYS, but good music.
Yeah,
good
definitely. Music.
And then you've got the West Cosman band that's gonna perform tomorrow night or Saturday night as well, right?
Yeah. They will go on around 7 right before Reed, and they're kind of a local band around Jetmore, Hodgman area. We've had them before. They're very good. Good entertainment.
Very good. Very good. Now, before we get into kind of some of these other events, you know, what goes into the planning of the Herzog Fest every year? You know, you say it is an annual event, and I guess maybe I'll ask this first. How many years have you guys been doing this?
Don't quote me on this, but I think this will be the 38th year.
Wow.
Annual.
Long time, anyway.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was like 5 or 6, so 38 years. Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
Definitely a tradition we want to keep going.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I've been over there a couple times. It's always fun, you know, and the thing I love about just Victoria in general is the sense of community over there. Everybody likes to get together and hang out, and everybody knows each other. It's a small town, but it's just always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we've got events going on all day. I think the first one that kicks off everything again on Saturday is the Color Run, right?
Yeah. 5K Color Run will start around 8. Pre-registration before that, just show up a little early and get registered for it.
Cool, easy peasy. And you know, if you've never done one, what is a color run?
Basically, you're just running and they'll throw color paint at you.
It's not a complicated thing.
No,
but those are fun too, because you know you come out of there, the pictures are always a lot of fun. I think that's the best part. Everybody gets the selfies on the Instagram, etc. All right, so we got the Color Run that kicks us off at 8, and then the grounds and vendors open at 10. You know, I know last year, if I remember correctly, you guys had to cancel this because of COVID, right? Okay.
Yeah, we were forced to cancel it.
Which is a bummer, you know, and so much was. But this year, you know, is it going to be kind of the traditional back to normal, or are you going to have some things out there on the grounds and vendors that may be a little different this year?
Pretty well normal as far as vendors and everything. Like I said, it was usually a 2 to 3 a day event. This year it's just one day on Saturday. So,
yeah, and I think the one thing that I remember that maybe didn't happen this year, or at least isn't happening on the Saturdays, the car show, right? You guys usually did a car show, not a huge one, but had some people come out.
Yeah, we always did a car show, but this year, fortunately, we couldn't get around to it. So,
yeah, just time. You guys running out of time for organizing, right? Yeah. Well, that's okay. You still got a lot of cool stuff going on. So the grounds open, vendors are at 10, and then you've got horseshoes at 11, right? Is that going to be a tournament or just everybody out there just throwing some horseshoes?
Yeah, we'll have a Kinderfest and a cornhole tournament at 10, and then horseshoes tournament also at 11. So
awesome. And then I know the kids always love this, free swimming. That kicks off at noon, right?
Yep, free swimming. Swim as long as you want.
And what a beautiful pool you guys have over there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very nice Saturday. I'm talking 85 degrees, so.
Perfect, perfect. You can't ask for better than that in the middle of summer out here in Hayes, Kansas, or Victoria, Kansas in this case.
Yes.
So then we get the volleyball kicking off at 1 o'clock, and is that going to be at the grounds there? Oh gosh, it's like right in the, kind of the center, right?
That will actually be placed at the school, the high school, I believe.
Okay.
So,
which is not too far away.
No, just a little
over the hill, right?
Yeah, over the hill.
See, I don't know Victoria very well. There's the hill. You know, I actually had to drive over there for a story the other day, and I couldn't find the place. And I'm like, this town isn't this big. It shouldn't be that hard. Anyway.
Just look for the big church.
There you go. There you go. So then we've got the Polka Mass at 4. Now, I'm very curious about this. Polka Mass and the Polka Dance. What is that? What's a Polka Mass?
Basically, you got polka music playing while they do the Mass.
Oh, okay. So is it like, and I'm not Catholic, so maybe this is where my interest comes in. Is it like a traditional?
Yes, they've done that since the very beginning.
I'm going to have to make, and I've seen this in previous years. I've never participated. So I'm going to make a note, and I'm going to get over there this year. Check it out. Polka Mass. Wait, am I invited? I'm not yeah. Catholic. Okay. I don't know the rules with Catholics.
It don't matter.
Cool. Awesome. Well, it's going to be a fun event, and I guess, yeah, we've kind of went through the calendar here, but anything else you want to talk about or add before we go?
I think that's it. Just hopefully everybody comes out and has a great time, and hopefully the weather stays like it should be.